Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal mentioned in the Quran that the main purpose of the sending of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam is what? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That the Prophet or the Messenger is sent to be obeyed and followed and copied. That is the purpose of sending. He is not sent as just that you praise him and you claim to love him. Those things also are means to the obedience, the true obedience and ita'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you know, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is emphasized very much in the Quran and Sunnah. For what is the reason? What is the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you cannot be a believer unless you love him more than anyone else and anything else? The reason is that a person can only truly follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam if he loves him more than everyone and everything. Otherwise, if he loves someone else, he gives more preference to money, he will leave the uswa, the following, the preference of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When the money matter comes, he is going to leave. So that's why in the Tariqah Muhammadiyah and also in our other Turuq, the love and obedience, they both are like body and spirit. Like jasad, like jism and ruh. The love is the ruh and the body is the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The simple reason, a person who loves his own comfort more, why would he stand up for tahajjud? He can only stand up in qiyamul layl, in tahajjud, when the love of the Prophet will be more sweeter than his sweet dreams and sweet sleep. When the comfort of his bed, the warmth of his quilt, more than that, he will find comfort in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam love, only then he is going to abandon. Only then he will be able to sacrifice. Only then he will be able to leave his bed and stand in tahajjud. And if he doesn't have that, it will be burden even standing up for Fajr, Salah, Fard, Salah. It will be burden. He has to drag himself. Oh, I have to get up. Oh, it is Fard. Why? Because there is lackness of love. Because for love, as you say, people love dunya. A person who is working in night shift, he is, what is he working for? Waking up in the night in the factory, driving a taxi become easier because the love of dunya, love of money is more than the love of sleep. So it is easier, he can leave. But the same person when he is asked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, who has created him, who is sustaining him, he is not bothered. So that's why the first lesson is given that if a person attains love, then everything becomes easier. Now there is another trap. There are certain people who claim to love Rasulullah ﷺ, but that's only a claim. Like munafiqeen. Claim is not sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Munafiqoon, what does the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, which are inside there someone else, outside somewhere else, what did they use to say? They would say and claim love of the Prophet ﷺ, said, "You are the messenger of Allah, we like you, Ya Rasulullah, you are the best." إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the munafiqeen come, and what do they say? They claim to like, they claim to love, they would express their love by declaring that we believe in you, a messenger, and that's why we love you as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, that they are liars. How are they liars? What are the signs? What is your signs for you? If you think you love Rasulullah ﷺ more than everyone else, how can you check? How can you check that you have or not? فَمَا اِتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّا فَسَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The conclusion, meaning the summary of that acid test and to check yourself, is that this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you really love, why then his sunnah and his mission you are not actually supporting, but rather you are an obstacle by not acting upon yourself, nor you are getting out from in the deen, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen. فَسَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. On one side you say, I love you, Ya Rasulullah. On the other side, you are an obstacle in his work, in his mission, what he is trying. He is trying to build a building and you are dismantling it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it an indication that any person who claims to love, claims the Prophet ﷺ, and then he is an obstacle. How an obstacle? Firstly, he himself is not acting upon. He is inviting, he is making it easier for people to disobey Rasulullah ﷺ, and he himself is not acting upon. For example, in the Quran, in the Hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said about one half his sunnah, about beard. You know the word be used for forgiveness, afwu. Isko Urdu mein kehte hain maafi. Kya kehte hain? Maafi, forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about his beard. He didn't say keep beard. He said wa'fu al-luha, forgive the beard. Dari ko maafi do. داری کو معافی دے دو, اس کو معاف کرو, یہ سنت اس کو نقصان نہ دو. یہ وہی لفظ ہے جو معافی کے لیے استعمال ہوتا ہے, یعنی it is used for forgiveness. وہ جیسے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم forgive, میں داری میری سنت ہے, اس کو معافی دے دو, اس کو ظلم نہ کرو اس بار. یہ تو چاہیے نکلے اس کو معاف کر دو, کیا اس نے بگاڑا ہے تمہیں اس کا. سو meaning that we find elements of this in Hadith, in Quran, that love is only beneficial of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fully when it is more than everything, more than everything. If it is just about same as love of dunya, love of wife, love of this, love of that, it's not beneficial. Then you are picking and choosing, then you will follow wherever your love may be, so wherever your interest may be. So that's why it is emphasized very much that the love and honor of Rasulullah says. Why? Because only then a person can truly follow. And those who are claiming but not following, their claim is also doubtful and their love is also defective, and not the perfect one at all. So it is the same thing. You can check who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The perfection of his love is, he said, "Man ahabba sunnati fa ahabba minni." Whoever loves me, how can he hate my body? Whoever claims love me, how can he hate my, how can he not like my habit? How can he not like my way of life when he claims to love? I was giving you the example where Sahaba Ikram truly loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are loving and honoring his donkey as well, because they claim that was true. They are honoring and loving his donkey. Why? Because it's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the person who is not honoring the sunnah, who is not respecting his sunnah, how can he claim to have actually any kind of love? But just actually a claim and a small thing. A person who is doing zulm upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon people, upon relatives, upon community, upon his family, he has no claim to love. If he does, it is just actually he is either deceived by shaitan or he himself, because the Prophet ﷺ's love is not sufficient unless it is more than all loves. Just liking him, many non-Muslims like him, many people have written books about him. They like him, obviously. Hindus have written books about him. Christians have written books about him. Jewish people have written books about him. But that love is not beneficial until it is more. I was mentioning the story about the Miraj, Sayyidina Nizamuddin Awliya. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, rahmatullah alayhi, Fawaidul Fuad, one of his book of his saying, in that, yes, before that, I just, so I do not forget, one of the uswa of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in this month, is mahine mein ka sabse bada wazifa kya hai? What is the greatest wazifa in this month? Ramadan ka roze hota hai, Shawwal ka apna hai, Muharram ka apna hai, Zilhajjah ka hajj hai. This month of Safar, that one of the things which a person should do, what is that? And it became the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is that the Prophet alayhi wasallam, as I was mentioning, his in his last days of this temporal world, he alayhi wasallam, although was very feeling very weak with severe headache, he still asked that I want to go into the mosque and give a message to the ummah. So he was as though carried by two people, while his blessed feet were dragging down and a line was being created because of that. So much weakness that he could not place full foot Mubarak on the face of the earth. But still he's saying that take me. And there is long hadith. Just one lesson I want to give you. Sirf ek amal ke liye dena chahta hu aapko. Sunte to hum roz aur hai. That he alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned one thing to many things he alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. One thing he mentioned, they were Muslim. There were non-Muslims as well living surrounding Madinatul Munawwara. He alayhi salatu wasalam stood up on the Minbar Sharif, on the pulpit, and he said that any person I have hurt his rights or violated his rights in any way, he should claim it now from me. Because Rasulullah was a prophet and Nabis are masoom. They have isma. We also say to the children, the babies, the children, they are masoom as well. But their masoom is different type. Meaning, if the children, they do sin, they do mistake, they do a bad act, it's not written down. They are masoom in that meaning. It's not that they can't do mistakes. They don't do bad things. 10 years, 9 years, 8 years child, they might do something very serious. But because he is child, he is masoom, meaning his sin is not written down. But when we say the prophet, any prophet, and obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is masoom, isma, we mean, what does it mean? That Allah protects them in such a way that no sin can happen from them. Allah protects them from that. That is the isma of the prophets, that Allah protect. Allah has not left it to even to the prophets to actually do or not to do. He himself protects the prophet from any sin, be it small, be it major, be it out of forgetfulness, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. He gives them protection, isma. Why? Because he is the model. That's how everyone should follow. If the model have a defect, then the other things are going to have defect as well. So there's no, Rasulullah ﷺ had not violated any of the rights of anyone, but it is sometimes people misunderstand. Due to misunderstanding, some people think this has been done to us. For example, you've not done anything wrong to anyone, but he misunderstands, or she is still that you have. So the Prophet ﷺ said, either you claim it from me or you forgive me. Ya le lo, ya maaf kar do, ya dawa kar do apna, or le lo, ya maaf kar do. Because I want to stand and go into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that I don't have even a claim based upon misunderstanding against me. Truly, they can't be a claim because the Anbiya are masoom. But any claim whatsoever. Now, this is a hadith, then what happened. Some people stood up. But the point is, for me and you, the greatest message of this month of suffer from the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, many other messages, one of it is that you should ask forgiveness from people, starting from the people you are close to. Starting from the people who are you are close to. This should be one of the, one should ask anyway, whenever something, one doubts something, and as a precautionary matter, but especially in this month, following the Uswa of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and getting encouragement and light from there. So ask forgiveness from your spouses, from your brothers, from your neighbors, from your relatives, from your business partners, from other people, your teachers, other, meaning this is especially from normal people who are your relatives. See, awliya Allah, awliya al-Islam, they are people of high generosity. They don't normally actually retaliate or do dua against anyone. But other people, they do. So it is even more important, especially the people who, as I said, to ask forgiveness from them. And if you get this thought which is holding you back, oh, this is, for example, this has happened, he has done this to me, then get encouragement from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Our people are, humare muashre mein, in our society, this is one big issue. Usne meri beti ko talaq di, mere khatam ho gaya haan sare khanda. Bhai, Huzur alayhi salam ki beti se agar aapki beti zyada darja rakhti hai, to phir kaisi baat karo? Unki do betiyon ko talaq hui, And Rasulullah SAW did not make it an issue or a condition on the family of Abu Lahab and others that actually that he mentioned that this is an issue now, forever you can't enter Islam, or I'm not going to have relationship with you or any matter because you innocently divorced my two daughters who were married in Makkatul Makarama, and both of them were divorced at one time. And yes, if normal father, which we do not give rights to daughters, we don't have the love for daughter as Rasulullah had loved for daughter even. We don't give them their share, we don't give them, after we just follow whatever we want. But the Prophet ﷺ, how much he loved, but still he did not make it an issue of that I'm going to have a relation. Because he ﷺ said, have relationship with people for Allah's sake and animosity for Allah's sake. Now what is the point now? Where does this come in? He said this to me. He didn't. They've done this to our family. They've done that way the family. When Rasulullah SAW is saying that you love people for sake of Allah and you hate them for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, not for your own sake. उसने मुझसे ये किया, उसने हमारी ब्रादरी के साथ ये किया, हमारी जमीन ये हो गई, our house happened, our that invitation we did, his dawa, he didn't return, he didn't come on our marriage. You are joking. You are living in a foolish world, a world of jahiliya, a world of ignorance, a world of pure darkness. Even when before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, like the mushrikeen were. When here, what does it mean? Love for the sake of Allah, hate for the sake of Allah. You hear this hadith now and then. What does it mean? Give for the sake of Allah, take for the sake of Allah. What does it mean? Don't consider any other motive now. कि वो आपके साथ किस तरह तल्लक रखते हैं, वो आपके साथ क्या करते हैं, क्या नहीं करते, वो आपकी दावत पर आते हैं, नहीं आते, उन्होंने ज्यादती की, आपने की, जो भी है, आपका ताल्लुक अल्लाह के लिए होना चाहिए. And Rasulullah ﷺ is even asking forgiveness from the Ummah, his Ummah. And even there are non-Muslims there present in outskirts of Medina Tul Munawwara. So if this is a little josh, nafs abhi bhi aapka ho, to phir Hazur Alaihissalam se sabak leke dekhiye ki unki izzat se badi kaun si izzat, who have more honor than him, whose daughters are more honorable than him, whose family is more blessed than his family. And when he is not considering, to is mahine mein, agar bande mein kuch insaniyat, person have any humanness, any, you may say, a twinkling, even flame of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should break this barrier. Whatever the other person does is up to him. He forgives you or not, that's his problem. Don't, our people, they first think if other person does not forgive you, that's not your problem. You do your part. Why you are taking the burden of the other person? That's his problem, this matter. Or actually, and that is his issue. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it. So is mahine mein himmat karke apne un rishtedaron ko Hazur ul Islam ki taba mein mohabbat mein ke Nabi ul Islam did this in his last day in the month of Safar. Try to bond the heart. हमारे यहाँ ये है, भाई भाई से नहीं मिल रहा, भाई माँ बाप से लोग नहीं मिल रहे, बच्चों से नहीं मिल रहे, नमाजें पढ़ रहे, उनकी कोई नमाज शादी, मैं तो बार बार कह चुका हूँ, कोई नमाज, ये हदीस है, उनकी कोई नमाज मकबूल नहीं जिनका मखलूक के साथ जो जुल्म करते हैं. अल्लाह सुब्हान अल्लाह सैयदिन सूरत अल माऊन फवैलुल लिल मुसल्लीन, कौन से लोग, यमनाउन अल माऊन ज़ालिक अल्लज़ी यदुउ अल यतीम وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. It is a categorical statement. Unki namaz ki barakat, samarat, haj ke, umre ke, jo marzi wo karte rahe. Namaz sab ibadaton ki sardar hai. The salah is the leader of all the ibadats after imam. Unki wo makbool nahi hai. Unki wo makbool nahi hai. Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said, معاذ اللہ نے قبول کرنی, اللہ سے لئیس کلو
مُسَلِّيِّنْ يُسَلِّي إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَاةَ مِمَّنْ تَوَعَدَ بِهَا لِعَظَمَتِي وَلَمْ يَسْتَطِلْ عَلَى خِلْقِي. فرمایا اللہ پاک خود فرما رہا ہے, اللہ سبحانہ himself is saying I'm not going to accept the prayer. Listen very carefully, فرمایا اللہ پاک نے, إِنَّمَا I'm only going to accept the worship of that person who is humble because of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah and His creation, and does not boast, does not seek dominance, does not seek dominance and upper hand upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فرمایا میری مخلوق اس کے اوپر تم غلبہ چاہتے ہو, وہ پھر میری ساتھ کیا تم کر رہے ہو, یعنی عبادت کیا کر رہے ہو. The purpose was عبادہ was actually to make you humble, and you then your عبادہ is عبادہ, but your عبادہ is the عبادہ of شیطان. آپ کی عبادت عبادت ہے, نماز نماز ہے, لیکن آپ کی عبادت نماز ذکر وہ شیطان کی عبادت, وہ نماز کے یہ اس کی عبادت تھی کہ مخلوق کے الہی سیدنا آدم علیہ السلام ان کا تو وہ ادب نہیں کرنا, مخلوق کا حق نہیں دینا, not to give the right of creation to the creation which was Adam علیہ السلام at that time, not to give the honor which is due to him. تو وہاں اور تو شیطان کا امی ابو تو نہیں تھا ادھر, بھائی بیٹا تو نہیں تھا ادھر, شیطان didn't have father, mother, children, uncle, business partner, wife, اس کے پاس تو یہ چیزیں تھی نہیں. He was not interested in that. What was his? He, another, only one other person was free like him who had ikhtiyar was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let's check your ibadah. So shaitan, I am very, you also say, I have done umrahs, I have done hajj, maito, yehu, wohu, zikr, azkar, tasbih, har cheez. اگر پڑوسی بھی آپ سے خوش نہیں ہے تو آپ جہنم میں ہیں نماز کو پڑھنے کے باوجود. یاد رکھ لیں, یہ سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا فتویٰ ہے. آپ سے پوچھا کسی نے سمیع الناس یا عمر ابن عمر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نبی علیہ السلام کے چچا کے بیٹے, ان من دیر از مرفوع, اٹس اے حدیث فرام رسول اللہ, ان من روایا, اٹ از دا قول آف ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ, دیر از اے لیڈی or a man, it doesn't matter, same applies, the who is very very worshipful servant, wo badi ibadat jaise maiyan hoti hain, tasbih pe tasbih, zikr pe zikr, aur ibadat aur tahajjud aur ye aur wo, but he, they said that she is not sweet of the tongue, she is harsh from the tongue, and she, her neighbors are not happy because of she abuses with the tongue, meaning sometimes they are dispute about rubbish outside. I mean, that's what we are doing. Sometimes people are fighting over rubbish, dustbin. Bin mein jo log wahan to in Africa, in Indian subcontinent, sometimes there are pipes or water going. People stop water of other people, dirty water of other people. رستے میں وہ روک لیں گے, اس پہ جھگڑا بھائی ڈائی ہوگی, گند کس نے پھینک دیا. وائلز دے ویری کمفرٹلی آرام سے وہ کہانیاں سنتے, حضور علیہ السلام کے اوپر مائی کوڑا پھینکتی تھی اور آپ مسکراتے, تو آپ کو کیا ہو گیا, آپ ڈسٹ بن پہ لڑ رہے ہیں, بیوی سے لڑے, میں نے مشین اپنا صفائی نہیں کرنی, رشتے داروں سے لڑ رہے ہیں, بڑ مال کے بارے میں, تو آپ جو ہے وہ حضور علیہ السلام کے مقام سے آپ کا نعوذ باللہ مقام بڑھ گیا کہ آپ نہیں جھک رہے, ان کو کہہ رہے ہیں ہاں وہ انہوں نے کیا ٹھیک ہے جی وہ کیا, تو آپ کا تو مقام ان سے نیچے ہونا چاہیے. یو شوڈ کنسیڈر یور سیلف مچ لوور, کہ بھائی وہ تو مسکراتے تھے پھر بھی ہمیں تو اس سے بھی زیادہ جو ہے وہ کرنا چاہیے, وہ پڑوسی جی. تو یہ کہانی کس سے تو نہیں ہے, دے آر ناٹ اسٹوریز, مائی سیلف میڈ اسٹوری. سو In this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last days of his life, he emphasized so much. His blessed, there was not enough money, it's not about that you have enough money, there was not enough money to sustain his household, like light in the house. It is said his zirha, his armor was kept with a Jewish person because he borrowed some wheat or money, whatever Rasulullah borrowed, and that was kept as a guarantee. As a guarantee. After his fasting away, the Sahaba Ikram paid him and got the armor of Rasulullah. It's not a matter of. So Rasulullah showed us that no, it is in difficult times or other times, there is no excuse for zulm upon the creation. So I am trying to mention to you that where you should, your worship should take you to which direction? Shafaqa ala al-khalq. The compassion upon creation of Allah. If that's not happening, then your ibadat is shaitani ibadat. Listen very carefully. Your ibadat is shaitani worship. The shaitan was worshipping, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it to acid test. Now I'm going to test the worship of shaitan. When put through creation, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he failed. He didn't succeed. So, is that worship benefiting shaitan? No. That worship is not benefiting me. It's finished now. Be it 1,000 years, be it 1,000,000 years, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal knows better. So, similarly, that you should. So, the other thing which I was mentioned on Thursday as well, that Sayyidina Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatul Alayhi, he mentioned in his book, that Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said to Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, O Aisha, you can ask anything you wish from me. Koi cheez bhi aap maang le. She was very happy. So she asked her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, O father, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying you can ask anything and I don't want to waste this opportunity. I want to ask something very special. What shall I ask? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Miraj, some things were revealed and some things were secrets which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not tell. It was between Allah and His Messenger. Where He said, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. جو بھی میں نے وحی کی اپنے بندے کی طرف وہ کری. اللہ پا نے بتایا نہیں کہ وحی وہ کیا تھی. What was that revelation? So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, tell me one of those secrets, one of those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to you, which was between you and Allah. It was not a command for others. آپ دیکھیں نا, ہمارا جو بھی ہوتا تو وہ کہتا, ہاں ہمیں گاڑی مل گئی, مجھے مکان مل گئے, مجھے وزارت مل گئے, بادشاہت مل گئے. ہمیں تو مانگنے کی یہی چیزیں مل رہی ہیں. بچوں کی طرح کھیلیں, یہ تو کھلونے ہیں. دنیا آخرت کے مقابلے میں کھلونا ہے. اٹ از لائک ٹوائز. وی آر آسکنگ فار ٹوائز وین آفٹر اف یو آسکنگ فار دیز تھنگز اسٹل ہاؤ دس لائک چلڈرن. دا ہاؤزز آف دس دنیا compared to the houses in Jannah are like toys. The cars of the Jannah, the cars of this dunya are like, similarly the women, similarly the other, everything is like a toy, even actually lower than that compared to. And if you are asking me only these things, look, the Prophet ﷺ is being offered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you can live up to the day of judgment and rule a whole of the earth. If Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala lived for 10 years and he conquered almost half of the world, then what if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have decided to live for hundreds of years? Then what would have happened? پھر کیا ہوتا اگر حضور علیہ السلام یہ اختیار فرماتے ہوئے میں نے رہنا ہے ظاہری طور پر بھی صدیوں تک, تو پھر اسلام ساری دنیا کے بھی ظاہری طور پر بھی بادشاہ اور نبی اور سب کچھ حضور علیہ السلام ہوتے. تو آپ علیہ السلام تو دیکھو مل رہا ہے موقع حکومت کا. ہی از ناٹ ٹیکنگ دا آفر فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. ہمارے ہیں جو بہت سارے پیر ہیں وہ بھی کہتے ہمیں وزیر بنا دو, علماء ہیں وہ بھی کہتے ہمیں وزیر بنا دو. بھائی کس کے وارث ہوا؟ Who are you inheritors of? اس وقت تو بڑی حدیثیں علماء وراثۃ الانبیاء, تو وہ مانگو نا جو حضور علیہ السلام نے مانگا. If you claim to be his inheritor, if you claim to represent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to aap al-islam ne to duniya nahi mangi, hukumat nahi mangi, tum ye jo minnate samajte kar rahe ho, mujhe wazarat de do, mujhe ye de do, wo to tumhe badshah aur koi wazir-e-azam wo to jooti bhi nahi samjhenge tumhe phir. हमने दीन का भी जो है वो जनाजा निकाल दिया उनके पीछे लग के, तुम फिर उनके कूछ बन गए, उनकी दुम बन गए, तुम्हारी क्या हैसियत है, दीन की क्या हैसियत रह जाती है? इट्स नॉट ट्रू. इफ यू क्लेम टू इनहेरिट फ्रॉम रसूलुल्लाह सल्लम दैट आई एम द वारिस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट इस्लाम, देन ट्राई एक्चुअली टू बिहेव and represent him truly. Like he declined the offer and just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he remained. Allah ke liye zindagi guzaro, deen ki khidmat karo, Allah ke liye duniya ki bhi, logon ki, makhlooq ki bhi khidmat karo, that not actually wanting it and then going down upon the level of people and fighting, give me vote, give me this, give me this. This is, you are not inheritor of the prophets, you are inheritor of shaitan. Shaitan said, give me uhda, give me office, give me status. Mujhe badshah, ya Allah, mujhe bada banao Adam alayhi salam sare farishton par, asmano par. I should be the president of the heavens. I should be the prime minister of the heavens. I should be the arch person in the heavens. Ye to shaitan kya tarika? Unne kaha, mujhe bana, Adam alayhi salam ko kyun bana diya? Adam alayhi salam never asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. वो जो बंदा पीर बन के आलिम समझ के अपने आप को फिर भी वो दुनिया के पीछे भाग रहा है, तो वो तो शैतान का वारिस बन चुका है. वो इल्म उसके पास, ये कहता है मेरे पास इल्म है, मैं कहता हूं शैतान के पास तुमसे भी ज्यादा इल्म है. तुम्हारा इल्म किस काम का जो तुम्हें मुर्दार दुनिया की तरफ लेके जा रहा है? अगर तुम्हारे पास इल्म है तुम्हारा तो दस, तुम्हें तो हजार हदीस भी, लाख हदीस भी नहीं आती. और शैतान को कहते हैं कितना कितना इल्म, कितने कितने नबियों की सोहबत उठा के उसने सुनी हुई है बातें, इतना कि सारी दुनिया के उलमा को मिलाएं तो वो इल्म जो है वो क्या पता उसका जो है जहरी इल्म बढ़ गए, क्योंकि उसने सुना हुआ है और इतनी जिंदगी उसकी ज्यादा है, तजर्बा ज्यादा है, तो इल्म की फिर क्या अहमियत. एनीवे तो ये चीज, हाँ तो अब कर्ज कर रहा था कि अम्मा आयशा सिद्दीका रज़ी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा, व्हाट डिड शी से? He didn't ask dunya anything like this. हाँ मौका मिल गया यार, सो दुआ फरमाए अल्लाह हमें भी ये कोई वसी कर दे दुनिया. ये फरमाया कि वो पूछ रही है अबाउट द मारिफत ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला, अबाउट आखिरा, अबाउट रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, सीक्रेट बिटवीन अल्लाह एंड हिज मैसेंजर, दैट समथिंग टेल मी अबाउट अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला, व्हिच मींस देयर इंटरेस्ट लाइज देयर. सो शी केम टू रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, ओ आयशा, because I have meaning, I'm just doing the commentary now, that because you have asked and I gave offer, otherwise I would have not mentioned. He said, one of the things, one of the secrets is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to me, Allah paak ne mujhse ye ishaad farmaya, ke ay mere habib, jo banda kisi toote huye dil ko jodega, a person who is going to heal a wounded heart, a distressed heart, a heart which is shattered, दिल जो टूट चुका है कोई परेशानी में, उसकी परेशानी दूर करके खुशी, I am going to grant him Jannah without hisab and kitab, of because of that amal, if he dies on that amal, if he's done this for my sake, if he has healed, if he has reconciled, if he has supported, if he has relieved, if he has pleased the heart of any creation, किसी बंदे का टूटा हुआ दिल, उसकी परेशानी को दूर किया मेरी रजा के लिए, मैं बगैर हिसाब के उसके, मैं गुनाहों का भी कोई हिसाब नहीं लूंगा, बगैर हिसाब किताब के जन्नत में जाऊंगा. ये फरमाया कि दिस इज, ये एक बात है जो मेराज की रात अल्लाह पाक ने इरशाद फरमाया. देन अम्मा आयशा सिद्दीका सेड टू सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक, बिकॉज ही सेड टेल मी एज वेल व्हाट एवर आंसर यू गेट. सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक इज ऑल्सो वॉन्टिंग अल्लाह प्लेजर सुभान अल्लाह, मोर एंड मोर क्लोजनेस. When she mentioned to her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala no, began to cry and weep very much. Aapne rona shuru kar diya, bahut rone. Amma Aisha ne farmaya, Abba Jaan, ye to khushi ki baat hai, aapko yateemo ka khayal rakhte hain. Bilal jaise hastiyan aapne azad karayi hain. You have freed slaves like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. How many hearts you have actually healed? How many people you have helped? You have given support to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the greatest heart than him? Ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel comfort in your actually khidma and in your service and in your friendship. आपने इतने बड़े दिल को जो है वो सुकून اور آرام پہنچاتے ہیں کہ جس دل سے بڑا دل پوری کائنات میں نہیں ہے, تو آپ کیوں رو رہے ہیں؟ سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ سیٹ او عائشہ, دیٹ از ٹرو what you have said and what the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and what Allah said, but that means that if you wound a heart, if you break a heart, if you do zulm upon someone, if you unlawfully then dishearten a heart or actually do zulm, this means that you will be thrown in hellfire without reckoning as well. Yes, I have done that, but I also fear I might have not actually hurt, I might have not actually had done something that I had caused such grief and horror to anyone's heart, which I am not aware then from what you have said. He said that if we understand the opposite is true as well. The opposite is true. تو یہ میں اس لیے آپ کو بتا رہا ہوں, یہ دیکھ تو حکمت ہے کہ اللہ نے ساری مخلوق انسانوں کو ایک دنیا میں ون پلانٹ اللہ کریٹڈ, کہ یہ آپس میں کیسے رہتے ہیں, ان کی ہاؤ از اٹ, دیٹس ہاؤ دا ورشپ از مینیفیسٹڈ. اخلاق کا اور عبادت کا پتہ ہی مخلوق کے ساتھ تعلق سے رکھتا ہے, نماز پڑھنے سے, روزہ رکھنے سے نہیں لگتا. سو دس از اسوہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دا فرسٹ اسٹیپ, پہلا قدم جو آپ نے if you want to take, وہ یہی ہے کہ معافی طلب کرنا. میں آپ سے کہا اس میں کیوں بے عزتی بات, میں آپ سے معافی طلب کرتا ہوں, میرا چلو کوئی ایسا لین دین نہیں آپ کے ساتھ, many of you I don't know you or I'm not, but anyway whatever the rights of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ are for you or I lead you in prayer for example, میں آپ کو نماز پڑھائی ہے, میں کہتا ہوں میں نماز نہیں پڑھا سکتا جس طرح پڑھانی چاہیے اور which I should or which I can, I am not fulfilling your right. میں اس کی معافی مانگتا ہوں, ابھی آپ کو نماز جو پڑھائی ہے وہ اس طرح نہیں ہے کہ جس طرح پڑھانی چاہیے, خطبہ جو دیا ہے وہ اس طرح نہیں ہے جس طرح دینا چاہیے, میں اس کی معافی طلب کرتا ہوں, نہ میری یہ خواہش ہے کہ میں یہ پڑھاؤں, تو جو ہے یہ چیز ہے. اور جو معاملہ ہے آپ سے معافی, تو آپ بھی اپنے گھر والوں سے, اپنے رشتہ داروں سے یہ توڑ کے بت, شیطانی بت, شیطان معافی نہیں مانگ رہا تھا, آدم علیہ السلام کا طریقہ تھا معافی مانگنا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Shaitan, Alam nahaku, no, he said, Ya Iblisu ma manaka an tasjuda. He didn't ask for forgiveness, he was still arrogant. No, why should I should bow down? But when Adam alayhi salam was said, Wanadahuma alam nahaku ma an tilkum ash-shajar wa Adam and Hawa, my servants, didn't I forbid you not to go near the trees? And they said, they asked forgiveness. They said, Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Not you, not anyone else, but we have wronged ourselves. We have gone over the limit. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Example is there. تو میں آپ سے معافی طلب کروں عزت کے معاملے میں, مالی معاملات کے اور حقوق جو ایک بھائی کے ہوتے ہیں اس کے بارے میں جو ہے کمی بتائیے, آپ مانگ لیں جو مانگنا ہے, جو کلیم کرنا ہے کر لیں, آپ کو راضی کرنے کی کوشش کروں گا. اسی طرح آپ اپنے لوگوں کو, اپنے رشتہ داروں کو, خاص طور پر میرے سے معافی کو ماننے کا فائدہ نہیں, میں آپ کو پہلے ہی معاف کیا ہوا ہے, ڈونٹ کم ٹو می, میرے ساتھ ماننے کسی کو ضرورت نہیں ہے, بیکاز آئی آلریڈی ہیو فورگیون پیپل ان ایڈوانس, میں تو پہلے ایڈوانس میں سب کو معاف کیا ہوا ہے. Go to the people who really the nafs has made it hard to go. مائی لوگ, اب آپس میں آپ مسجد والے لوگ ہیں, آپ کو کیا اتنی دشمنی ہوگی, آپ نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں, وہ تین چار دوست, تھری فور پیپل یو آر ریلیٹیوز, کہ کوئی باپ ناراض کیا ہوا ہے, کوئی بھائی ناراض کیا ہوا ہے, کسی بہن ناراض کی ہوئی ہے, کوئی بیوی ناراض کی ہوئی ہے, بچے, کوئی پڑوسی سے جنگ ہے, وہ ظالم ہے, وہ غلط ہے, غلط رہے, دے آر رانگ, بی دم, دیٹ از دیئر میٹر, اٹ از بٹوین دیم اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ, وہ اللہ اور ان کا معاملہ ہے, آپ تو اپنا جا کے پورا کریں. تو اس لیے ان تین ہمارے لوگ مانگے گی معافی تو ان سے مانگیں گے جو پہلے ہی راضی ہیں, ناٹ آف مچ یوز, دے آسک نو ادر پیپل ہو آر آلریڈی ماشاء اللہ پلیزڈ ود یو, ڈونٹ مائنڈ بھائی مجھے, آپ وہ جو دو تین تین چار بندے ہوں گے, اینڈ ایکچولی ٹرائی ایکچولی اینڈ سے ٹو دیم وائی یو آر ڈوئنگ اٹ, they will say, oh you are joking, today you come, we are not going to forgive you, etc, etc, but jo wo unki marzi, that's their action, whatever they want to do, aap apna mission pura kar de, aap kahe main to bhai Hazur ul Islam ka humne suna hai ki unhone apni ummat se agar maafi mangi hai to hame kya harj hai, to apna main to aapki koi حقوق کی کوشش بھی کروں گا جو کمی ہوتا ہے یہ معاف کرنا آئندہ نہیں ہوگا یہ ہے وہ ہے that person doesn't bend forgive you still you have performed your action you will get the ajr as though actually the full amal has happened then for people like this ایسے لوگوں کے لیے on the day of judgment when these people will come with claim Allah will give from his own treasures virtues on behalf of this person جس بندے نے وہ کہتے ہیں کیا فائدہ معافی مانگ آپ ایک بندے سے معافی مانگ لی جا کے اس نے نہیں معاف کیا وہ کہتے ہیں نہیں میں تو بدلہ لوں گا قیامت والے دن پتہ چلے گا ایسے ہی دیکھے جائے نا وہ ہے وہ ہے وہ جو بھی کہتا رہے آپ معافی مانگتے رہیں جب وہ کہتے ہیں نا دے کے جائیں گے تو وہ جب وہ مانگے گا کہ مجھے دو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اپنے خزانے سے اس کی جھولی بھر دے گا آپ کی نیکیوں میں سے کوئی نیکی نہیں اللہ لے گا اس لیے کہ آپ نے اللہ کے لیے اس کے سامنے جھک گئے وہ آپ کا کفارہ ہو گیا تو اس کو بھی اللہ راضی کرے گا اللہ سبحانہ will give him his share his ظلم whatever has happened he will also get justice but then the benefit یہ یاد رکھیں لوگوں کو پتہ نہیں معافی مانگنے کا فائدہ یہ دوسرا نہ بھی معاف کرے یہ ہوتا ہے کہ پھر قیامت والے دن اللہ اپنے فضل سے آپ کی طرف سے اس کو راضی اس کا بدلہ اس کی نیکیاں اللہ پاک اپنے فضل دیکھ آپ نے کوشش کی ہے ایک مرتبہ دو مرتبہ تین مرتبہ جو ہے باقی ان کا معاملہ ہے وہ شاید اللہ پاک اس کے دل پہ بھی نرمی پیدا کر دے اس سے تو یہ ایک سنت مہینے کا جو ہے وہ لیں اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی کوشش کریں اس مہینے میں اور دیکھیں اللہ پاک کتنا کرم کرتا ہے آپ کے جو ہے یعنی اللہ کا قرب کا دروازہ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اوپن ہے ابھی تھوڑی توجہ فرمانے درود شریف اللہ تعالیٰ
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام صلوات الله عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام عليك أيها النبي يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام صلوات الله عليه يا حبيب سلام عليك السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله ورحمة الله وبركاته ورحمة الله وبركاته ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك One or two ways. Is it quarter to three? Salah? Ten. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahmeen, enable us to act upon the teaching and the uswa and the shama'il and the model of yours, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu, especially the example which he alayhi salatu wasalam left for us in this month, to ask forgiveness from the rights of people and to fulfill the violated rights, enable us also to please the people which we have displeased unlawfully or in any other way. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, give us courage, give us the ability, and give us the facilitate it for us actually to fulfill these obligations. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we are lost, and you can guide us, you can, Ya Rabbal Alameen, guide us towards the right path. You have guided us, but we again intentionally sway away here and there. Ya Rabbal Alameen, enable us to be steadfast upon your deen and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Grant us such love of Rasulullah ﷺ with such greatness that it dominates all the heart. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, grant us your love also so much as though it supersedes all other loves. Ya Rabbal Alameen, enable us to become compassionate upon ourselves and the creation. Ya Rabbal Alameen, forgive us, we are sinful, we deserve all kinds of punishment and the sins which day and night we do. Have mercy upon us as you have covered us, our sins and defects, cover them also on the day of judgment. Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, raise more status of Rasulullah sallallahu, more higher in your ma'rifah and closeness, and the status of all the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya and Saliheen. Forgive us, our parents, all the Muslim men and women, especially those who are oppressed in Syria, in Burma, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in East and West, wherever anyone is oppressed. Ya Rahman Rahimeen, enable us to help them, and you also help them and give them protection. Ya Rahman Rahimeen. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. آمين. برحمتك يا أرحم.